When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show. This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 2157, Carving Out Time for Your Spouse, and Planning a Summer Vacation the Whole Family Can Enjoy, by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to ORD, this time for another parenting post. Two, actually. I am Greg Audino, your host and narrator, and yes, this time I have two short posts for you as opposed to one standard length one. These come from parenting and productivity pro, Julie Morgenstern, so let's hear her combine her talents today as we optimize your life. Carving Out Time for Your Spouse, by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. The scene. You're finally alone with your spouse, out for a nice dinner, and all you can talk about are the kids. Did you talk to Miss So-and-so about the science project? Are you taking them to piano lessons on Saturday, or am I? We have to figure out what camps we're doing this summer. Can you believe that hilarious thing they did last night? Once you have children, it's almost as if you forget how to have a real adult conversation. It's so easy to revert to talking about kid logistics or kid activities or kid anything. But that comes at a cost to the sense of connection you have with your significant other. One of the key principles of my book, Time to Parent, is that taking care of yourself is essential to your ability to care for your child. Deep connections to your significant other and close friends are nourishing and satisfying in a different way than the love and affinity you feel for your children. Being a parent is not the only thing you are, right? It's also not what brought you and your spouse together to begin with. For the health of your relationship and your own well-being, it's essential to make time for each other with no kids involved. And once you've squared away that time, to protect it as sacred, separate and apart from your lives and identities as parents. Here are five ideas to get you started. Number one, discuss as many logistics as you can over email. One couple I know takes care of as many kid and household logistics as possible over email. This includes who's picking up who and when, who's ordering new car seats, last-minute grocery lists, scheduling changes, which they put into a shared family Google Calendar. It means they don't spend the time they do have face-to-face talking logistics. It also creates a record of what they decided. Number two, babysitters are an important investment. I get it. Babysitters are expensive. Start thinking of your sitter as an investment in your marriage. The $40 or $80 or $100 spent is worth it if it means creating the space for a quality connection. Once you're out, kid-related topics are off limits. Number three, the magic of day dates. Instead of going out in the evening, do something with your spouse during the day, when you already have childcare lined up for the kids. Sure, you may need to take a personal or vacation day to make it happen, but what better way to spend that time than a day-long date? Go to the beach, take a walk through the city, go on a long bike ride, and if taking a full day off just isn't possible, how about a lunch or late afternoon coffee date? Number four, find your daily glue. Couples who manage to stay connected in the throes of child rearing find ways to keep in touch in little ways throughout the workday. Aim for 3 to 5 different points of connection during the day. It could be an email, a quick text exchange, a couple of short phone calls. Those tiny connection points will make it easier for you to connect in person and at home. It also feels good to have someone who knows what your daily existence is like. And number five, do the dishes together. Some couples prefer to split up the nightly duties, one parent cleans up from dinner while the other honchos getting the kids ready for bed. But if time with your significant other is hard to come by, consider doing the dishes together after the kids are asleep. Washing and drying dishes isn't exactly a romantic outing, but it is 20 to 25 minutes of undistracted time you can spend together. Do that a couple of times a week, and you're likely to feel much more connected. A 75-year study at Harvard University, known as the Grant Study, found that strong relationships are the most important ingredient to well-being over a long life. Spending quality time alone with your significant other is good for you and your kids. Planning a summer vacation the whole family can enjoy. By Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. For many families, summer is the most relaxing of all seasons. Without the hustle and bustle of school year schedules and homework, everyone has an easier time relaxing and living in the moment. Family vacations are a wonderful way for kids and parents to spend quality time together. It's time to create the space for deeper conversations that may feel too rushed in everyday life. You'll also create shared memories that become part of your history as a family. So, whether you are getting out of town or planning a staycation, here's how to spend your time in ways the whole family will enjoy. Number 1. Do activities that are of interest to your kids. Sure, this is a given, but it doesn't mean you should spend your summer vacation chasing Pokemon if that is what your kid likes to do. This is your vacation too, after all. It does mean you should incorporate your kids' interests into your plans and not assume they'll be happy going along with whatever the adults want to do. Build in something kid-centric every day that your children can look forward to, whether it's an hour at the park, a trip to the batting cages, or a kid-choice movie night to keep everyone happy. Commit as a family to activities that are important to your children and experience it through their eyes. Number 2. Discover something new together. Make a point to do something on vacation that you've never done before. Expose the whole family to a new experience, a cultural event, nature walk, learning how to make cotton candy. Family adventures, big or small, will give you a window as a parent into what makes your kids laugh, what excites them, and how they interact with the world. There's something more engaging for everybody about a new adventure. And number 3, be spontaneous. The surprise factor goes a long way in creating memories on summer vacation and in regular life. Two child development experts, Annie Plachette Murphy and Lawrence Steinberg, say the most memorable moments from childhood aren't expensive vacations or fancy dinners. They are the little surprises, such as, let's go get an ice cream cone before dinner, or let's go to the park in our pajamas. How can you bend the rules or shake things up? Letting go and really relaxing can be a hard thing for many parents. When you're used to keeping a bunch of balls in the air, it can feel scary to let a few balls, say strict bedtimes or healthy dinners, drop for the week. My advice? Go easy on yourself. One of the benefits of creating strong family routines is that you can be flexible and completely ignore them every so often. So don't worry. You'll be able to get everyone back on track when you need to. Just let go and enjoy. You just listened to the posts titled, Carving Out Time for Your Spouse, and Planning a Summer Vacation the Whole Family Can Enjoy, by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com, and be sure to stick around for my commentary in just a minute. And a big thank you to Julie for these posts. I especially like how the second one gave us that hint of summer that's right around the corner. It's nice to start planning for it, isn't it? But it is actually the first post of hers today that I want to comment on. It's a great article that I really agree with in principle. But at the same time, while I was reading it, all I could think about was this one couple I know who, they really love one another and they really love their young kids, ages 5 and 3 right now. And they're currently in this space in which they have no desire to socialize much with friends, within reason, or pursue separate interests, or have really much time together without the kids. And they really love the time with their kids and are acutely aware of how precious this time is in which they're so young. And I really get the sense that it is not fear or scarcity that's driving their decisions, but rather just genuine gratitude for this period they have while they have it. And maybe this will change in them over time, and they will find themselves craving more alone time. But right now, a post like this is just not for them. and it's not for everyone. So I hope that if you are here today and are feeling like my friends do right now, don't feel as though even a great article like this has to muscle you into a lifestyle or a means of allocating your time that you really aren't all that interested in. You know, not all the content we share will be right for you at all times. But it is nice to stay open to all of it so that we can understand what drives others and also stay receptive to any changes that we might undergo in the future. But that's it for me today, everyone. Thanks a lot for being here in this 2-for-1, parents. And if you enjoyed it, do be sure to come back again tomorrow because we'll be featuring another parenting article then. That's where your optimal life awaits.